Game day, man. Game day. That Nora need to be safe.
Gabbert throwing, stepping up against that pressure. He cannot escape. Down he goes on the blitz. It's Lance Briggs, El Boogie, with a sack.
Bob Babich, linebacker's coach, said this is going to be the biggest year of Lance Briggs' career. So what did you do?
Just do what I do.
You're not going to tell me?
Yeah, I just
there
has my
to
job.
Be something different.
I'm drinking the water the same way I've drank it for the last 30 years. You know, the older, you know, I've gotten, the better I've gotten, you know, because I just have better understanding for what our opponents are doing, how they're going to attack, where they're going to attack, you know, how I can be more of a problem for them. And that part is fun.
When the head coach arrives in 2004 and he sits before his defense, because that's his specialty, and he says, hey, gang, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the ball away. And I'm going to tell you this repeatedly, and it's going to happen. Then 9 years later, to see that it's happening in an extraordinary way.
You hear, you know, strip the ball, strip the ball, strip the ball, pick it up, run with it, score, score, score. Every day, you know, that you go to work, it's deep. You know, it's deeper than the surface, so.
Intercepted! Lance Briggs to the 40 of the Cowboys! Briggs 20! Bam, bam, Briggs!
I mean, I've gone back in, to my old college at U of A and, you know, did some 7-on-7 with them and stuff like that. Ball hit the ground, I pick it up and run, you know, and then I just kind of realized that, you know, I got to step away from here because, you know, we're going about this a whole different way, you know. It's a habit for me to pick the ball up, run. It's a habit for anything, you know, if I get a pick to run and score, you know, and you know, and everyone isn't being taught that.
What's Lovie meant to you?
It's deeper than just, you know, him being my head coach. You know, I've had situations where, you know, I mean, I've cried in front of him, you know, and him being someone who can relate to some of the situations that I've been through, you know, as a man, it was easier for me to kind of open up to him in that way, you know, and I think, you know, from his standpoint, just kind of learning, you know, the kind of man that I am.
Brian is your brother.
Absolutely.
And Charles is your, you know, classmate from 03, and mm-hmm. you guys are joined at the hip on game day, and I mean, that's family here now.
I get to spend, you know, each of my days in the linebacker room next to one of my best buddies, you know, and I've learned a lot from him, you know, we learned a lot from each other. You never want it to end, but you just want to value and appreciate everything.
How long you want to keep going?
I don't know. 61 is a good number. I'm going to enjoy it for the next couple of years or whatever it is, and I'll know. I'll know when it's time to go.
You never brag about yourself, but do you care about your place in team history?
I care about my place more in Chicago Bear history than I do anything else. When I came here, you know, I was told by my agent at the time that this is a great place for a defensive player. This is a great place for a linebacker. And through the years, I started to figure it out. Thank you, Dick Butkus, you know. Thank you, Bill George, for really starting that stuff. I think that I will be remembered the way that I want to be.